I definitely can recommend or support to close the eyes while doing the exercise, because then you experience more. Your soul is not distracted, and if they don't see that many things around, it wants to see something, then it becomes interesting in what's there. That's why you have a stronger impressions of your movements and what happens in there when you close your eyes. And then, but then, and then, I would make a next step. And then, because Eurythm is the art of contradictions, then you'd still try again to open your eyes and then ask, can I keep these intense feelings even with open eyes? Because that's what we want to achieve in a way, that we are connected with the world with open eyes and at the same time with our inner depth. Yeah? Practice, feel it, and then defend it. Struggle for it to recreate it even with open eyes, not fixed looking around, but more a soft gaze. But I'm connected with the world and I'm connected with myself. And the truth, for the truth I need this. Definitely yes. Yes. It's a correct discovery. But you have seen I never close my eyes, because when you're used to look this direction, you don't need to close your eyes anymore. Yeah? Because open eyes means also being connected with the world, is also being connected with the body. Closed eyes is a little bit more connected with the soul. But we are working with this interplay of soul and body, and there, yeah, we play with those two.